Blog Talk Radio. Jesus said unto her, thee means you, and he. So what is it that we ought to learn from that lesson? I have read to you chapter 4, verses 23 to 26. In this lesson, I want you sheep to get out of it that God is a spirit. And when you worship him, you must worship him in spirit and in truth. And I personally think that she said God was white when she was lying. I think that my Father in heaven is more closely related to me, the woman of dark skin, in that he sent his only son on earth to be born through a black woman. In some of the European countries, they will have a black woman with a child, and that is who they worship. They are worshiping in spirit and truth. It is America where the lie persists constantly. I saw on the news a tragic thing this week, and I don't know who these white people are, in that there are Jews who are saying that they are Jews, but the man that shot up the church was right when he said they are the children of faith, according to the Bible. That's what the Bible says, that they say they are Jews, but they are not. They are children of faith. So when he shot up those people, was the right when they were saying, what was back in World War II, that guy, I forget who his name, and I should remember because he would kill me if he could. And I must remember his name so that I can tell those who will listen to me that God is a spirit, and that we must worship him in spirit and truth. He is not, according to the Bible that I read from, that is King James Version of the Bible. Well, let me tell you, see, who I am. This is the Feed My Sheep show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Thank you for listening on this Tuesday morning. I know you could have been somewhere else doing something else, but you are listening to me. And I plan to tell you the truth as I know it and see it. And the things that are happening nowadays. To read the King James Version of the Bible, I want you to read chapter 20 all the way through verse 17. Read chapter 20, verse 3 through 17. In it, you'll find that you are to keep the Sabbath, that the Sabbath is a holy day all year round. And you seek to know what days are the festival of our Father in heaven. Let me see. I want you to know that one, the Sabbath is always a festival day of our Father. I want you to know that the Passover, and that's where a lamb was sacrificed and the blood was put around the doorpost of the Israelites, so that when our Heavenly Father passed through, he would not kill him. He put up on top of the door, and then on each side, he put the blood of the lamb. Then there was the Feast of Unleavened Bread, and that is a feast that you bake bread without anything to make it rise. You don't use yeast or baking powder. to make your bread. And you do that for 7 days. But you eat your food with that. Following that is the day of Pentecost. That's a day of celebrating the smaller Rosh Hashanah. And most of us Jews, who are black, we don't even know this. We are supposed to celebrate these days. Read Leviticus, starting in chapter 23. It will tell you all of the feast days that we are to follow. Most of, because we were put in slavery, we don't know that. And I want you also to write down the thing, have your pen and pencil and paper to jot down the things that I tell you to read. Read Leviticus, it's spelled L-E-V-I-T-I-T-O-M-E-N. And that's on the Day of Atonement. That's, let me see, that's the day of fasting and repenting. That's what you are supposed to do. But most people don't do that. That's what we're supposed to do. The other thing we are supposed to do, follow the feast day, is the Feast of Tabernacles Festival Harvest, observed by living in temporary shelter, temporary huts. And you'll read more about it yourself when you read Leviticus chapter 23. And the last day is the great, the last day, it says, last great day. And that is, these are the feast days that we are to learn. And let me tell you, last week, I read to you Exodus chapter 35. In Exodus 35, we learned that we are not to use heat on the Sabbath day. We are not to kindle any fires throughout the habitation on the Sabbath day. Do that. So we did learn something last week. And what I'm reading to you is Leviticus chapter 36 and 37, if I can read fast enough to you. And most times I do not. I do the best that I can. Let us start reading today in Leviticus chapter 36 at verse 1. Then iron workers, Ben-Tiel and Aholibah, and every wise-hearted man in whom the Lord put wisdom and understanding to do, to know how to work all manner of work in the service of the sanctuary. And sanctuary could be a mosque, temple, church, according to all the Lord had commanded. And Moses called Baziel and Aholibah, and every wise-hearted man in whose heart the Lord had put wisdom, even everyone whose heart stirred him up to come to work, come unto the work to do it. Let me read verse 2 again. And Moses called Baziel and Aholibah, every wise-hearted man in whose heart the Lord had put wisdom, even everyone whose heart stirred him up to come unto the work to do it. and Moses, and they received of Moses all the offering which the children of Israel. And once you start reading, see, that's what you'll start reading, the children of Israel. We are, in fact, the children of Israel. But there are those who say that they are Israel, but they're not. Read Exodus, read Revelation, rather, 2 and 9, and chapter 3 and 9. They are the children of Satan. That's what our Bible tells us, and we should understand this. So that's why I'm telling you to read your Bible, whether or not you can read fast or slow. But read now. I'm reading through what he's telling the children of Israel to make for his temple. Verse 3. And they received of Moses all the offerings which the children of Israel had brought for the work of the service of the sanctuary to make it withal. And they brought yet unto him free offerings every morning. And all the wise men of the work were that wrought, and they were like iron workers that did all the work in the sanctuary, came every man from his work which he made. And they spake unto Moses, saying, the people bring much more than enough for the service of the work which the Lord commanded to make. And Moses gave commandments. They caused it to be proclaimed. Proclaimed means told or made known or announced to everyone throughout the camp, saying, let neither man nor woman make any more work for the offering of the sanctuary. So the people were restrained from bringing. Excuse me, someone is knocking at my door, and I am at verse 7. I will get back to verse 7 in a few moments. Hold on, please. I'm doing my radio program. Can you come on? Okay, I'm at verse 7, where it tells you where we were, where it tells you, for the stuff they had was sufficient for all the work to make it, and too much. So the people had brought too much of the work, the things that were needed to make the church. Can you hold on a second? I was about to drop some of my puzzle work that I have here, and I just wanted to get it up before it falls. We are in chapter 36 at verse 8. And every wise-hearted man among them that wrought the work of the tabernacle made 10 curtains of twined linen, and curtains in blue and purple and scarlet, six red, with cherubims, and cherubims are angels of cunning work. Cunning work is skillful work. Made he them. And he's saying that every work that the man made were work of cherubim, and it was made skillfully by them. Verse 9, the length of the curtains was 28 cubits, and the breadth of the curtains 4 cubits. That means 2 yards. The curtains were all of one size. Verse 10, and he coupled the 5 curtains one unto another, and the other 5 curtains he coupled one to another. And he made loops of blue on the edge of the curtain. Then he savaged in the quads he made in the uppermost sides of another curtain in the coupling of the second. Verse 12, 50 loops he made he in one curtain, and 50 loops made he in the edge of the curtain which was in the coupling of the second. Then he held one curtain to another. Verse 13, and he made 50 tatches of gold another with the tatches, so it became one tabernacle. And he made curtains of goat's hair for the tent over the tabernacle. 11 curtains he made them. Verse 15, the length of one curtain was 30 cubits, and 4 cubits was the breadth of one curtain. The 11 curtains were of the size of the couple curtains by themselves, and 6 curtains by themselves, and the curtains, and he made 50 loops upon the uppermost edge of the curtains in the coupling, and 50 loops made he upon the edge of the curtains which couple the second. And he made 50 tatches of brass to couple the tent all together, that made be one. And he made the covering of the tent of ram's skin dyed red, and covering of badger's skin above that. And he made boards for the tabernacle of shittim wood standing. The length of the boards were 10 cubits, and the breadth of the boards 1.5. One board had 2 tenons equally distance one from another. Thus did he make all the boards of the tabernacle. And he made the boards of the tabernacle 20 boards for the south side southward, and 40 boards of silver he made under the 20 boards, 2 sacks under one board for the 2 tenons, and 2 sacks under another board for the 2 tenons. And the tenons are like planes. That's like putting woods together, where you can put one piece of wood into another piece. That's what I found that tenons were inside of the tabernacle, which is toward the north corner. He made 20 boards, and there are 40 sockets of silver, 2 sockets under one board and 2 sockets under another board. And for the side of the tabernacle westward, he made 6 boards. and two boards made he for the one corner of the tabernacle in the two sides, and they were coupled beneath and coupled together to the heads thereof to one ring. Thus he did both. Thus he did to both of them in both the corners. And there were eight boards, and their sockets were 16 sockets of silver under every board, two sockets. And he made bars of shifting wood, 5 for the boards of the one side of the tabernacle, and 5 bars for the boards beside of the tabernacle, and 5 bars for the boards of the tabernacle for the west, for the sides westward, and for the middle bar, he shoots through the boards from the one side, from the one end to another. And he overlaid the bars with gold, and he made rings of gold to the bars, and overlaid the bars with gold. And he made a veil of blue and purple and scarlet and fine twine linen with cherubims made he of his cunning work. This cunning, again, is skillful. And of course, you know, cherubims are angels. What he thought was angels, he made them of artful work, dealing with iron. So that's what he did. Verse 36, and he made unto 4 pillars of shifting wood and overlaid them with gold. Their hooks were of gold, and he cast for them 4 sockets of silver. Verse 37, and he made and hangings are curtains for the tabernacle door of blue turquoise of needlework. And the 5 pillars of it with their hooks, he overlaid their chapters in their fillets with gold, but their 5 sockets were of brass. Now, that ends the reading of chapter 36. And basically, what you get out of that is what he was telling you, what it was a tent being made. And he was telling you how, what the curtains were to made of, and the length and the height, and what colors were to be used in that. And hopefully you learned that, because I want you to remember Hosea and 6, because my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. These things that I have read to you, we may be questioned. And I hope that our Heavenly Father will bring those things back into your remembrance, as well as back into my remembrance as well. I want you to remember in 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 15, it says, study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth, but shun profane and vain babbling, that they will increase unto more ungodliness. So if you're going to speak in truth, and don't just be babbling to babble, when you're speaking God's language, you speak it, it feels so good, it feels like running water through your belly. And I can tell you that because it happened to me once. I hope that he will make it work. If he asks what the tents should be made of or how they should be made, you people will understand as well as I understand that you should have the tents would be made of blue, purple, and scarlet, and fine twine. And ironwork would be artful cherubims, and that is angels. And the sockets would be made of gold, but some of them were made of brass. Well, let's go into chapter 37 now. And Baziel made the ark of shifting wood, 2 cubits and a half the length of it, and 1.5 cubits the breadth of it, and 1/2 the height of it. And he overlaid it with pure gold. So remember that shape, within and without, and made a crown of gold to it round about. And he cast for it 4 rings of gold to be set by 4 corners of it, even unto the rings thereof besides of it, 2 rings upon the other side of it. He made staves and staves of poles of sifted wood, and sifted wood is called Arcadia wood. The Arcadia wood looks brown in color, like people would have in their dens at one time in the 60s or 70s, how they came up with. That's what it looks like. And overlaid them with gold, stains again, stains of gold, into the ring by the sides of the ark to bear the ark. Then he made the mercy seat of pure gold. I have never seen the mercy seat in the churches of today. 2 cubits and 1/2 was the length thereof, and 1 cubit and 1/2 the breadth thereof. And he made cherubims of gold, beaten out of one piece. He made them on the 2 ends of the mercy seat. So he made 2 angels of gold, and they were beaten out on each side of the mercy seat. That's what I am understanding that he made. He made a mercy seat, and at the end of the angels, the cherub on the end of this side, and another cherub on the end the other side. Out of the mercy seat made he the cherubim on the 2 ends thereof, and their cherubim, the angels, spread their wings on high and covered them with wings over the mercy seat, with their faces one to another, even to the mercy seat torch were the faces of the cherubim. And he made the table of shifting wood, Canyon wood, another Bible that I have. 2 cubits were the length thereof, and 1 cubit of the breadth thereof. and a cubic of and a half the height thereof. So I'm thinking that maybe the mercy seat was maybe about 2.5 feet. That's what I'm thinking. And I think the size where maybe two people could sit on the mercy seat at once. That's what I'm understanding. I want you sheep to read over this so that you can know what they are, what it is yourself, not what someone tells you. Because just as that girl named Megan was saying that God was white, and I instantly said she was lying. Our Father says that he is a spirit, and that's in John's chapter 4 and 23. You find, you know, you read that for yourself, so you will know. I'm at verse 11 of chapter 37. And he overlaid it with pure gold and made unto a crown of gold round about. Also, he made a hand breadth, and a hand breadth is about the size of your hand, around about, and made a crown of gold for the border thereof round about. And he cast four, and he cast for it four rings of gold, and put the rings upon the four corners that were in the 4 feet. There, I was thinking 2 feet, but it said 4 feet thereof. Verse 14, over against the border were the rings, the places for the staves, and again, staves of poles to bear the table. And he made the pole or the staves of the shifting wood and overlaid them with pure gold to bear the table. So the staves were poles. Excuse me, see, I didn't intend to belch, but it just came out on its own. It came out by itself. It was something that wanted to come out. I have 4 minutes left to read to you. I'm in verse 16. And he made the vessels which were upon the tables, his dishes, and his spoons, and his bowls, and his covering to cover within of pure gold. And he made of the candlestick pure gold, of beaten work made he the candlesticks. His shift was his branches, his bows, his knots, and his flower were the same. Six branches going out of the side thereof, three branches of the candlestick of one side thereof, and three branches of the candlestick out of the other side thereof. Verse 19, three bowls were after the fashion of almonds in one branch, a knot and a flower, and three bowls made of almonds in another branch, a knot flower. So throughout the six branches going out of the candlestick, and the candlesticks were four bowls made like almonds, his knots and his flower, and his knots under two branches the same, and the knot under the two branches of the same, and the knot under two branches of the same according to the six branches going out of their knots, and their branches were of the same, and it was one beaten work of pure gold. And that was iron work that he made those notches of. Verse 23, and he made seven lamps, and his stuffers were of stuffed fish of pure gold, of the talent of pure gold vessels thereof, and the shifting, and he made the incense altar of shifting wood. The length of it was a cubit, and the breadth of it a cubit, and it was four squares. And well, I'm going to stop here. And it was four squares, and two squares was the length of it. The horns thereof were of the same. I am stopping at chapter 37, verse 26. That's where I will pick up next time. Let's have a closing word of prayer. Father in heaven, thank you for listening to our program today. And those who, others who were listening that I do not know, but I want you to know, and day out all the time, as we try to do your will, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Until I will be back next week, if it's God's will, I say that prayer. In Jesus' name, I want you to know that God loves you, and I love you as well. Read chapter 37, all of it, and chapter 38. I will pick up at chapter 37, verse 26, Friday.
Father, help your children, and don't let them fall by the side.
I want your people to know that
of the road.
I also talk about the green book.
Jesus,
that the black folks have to use and
love one another.
Because
we couldn't stand
the
whole and heaven might find a place in their
heart.
Jesus is love. He won't let you down. And I know He got to walk on, walk on through temptation, 'cause He loves and His wisdom will be our helping hand. I know the truth, and His word will be our salvation.
And
lift up my